The church has always had the custom of celebrating a votive mass when it was unimpeded on every Saturday. And in some places like England, a lady mass was celebrated actually every day. It was the mass earliest in the morning before, in the monasteries, the conventual mass or the parish mass in ordinary churches, where the working class would go to a side altar and attend Mass in honor of the Blessed Mother, who was available every day. And elsewhere, and really everywhere in the church, Saturday is always Saturday, that one day of the week has always been in a particular way dedicated to the Blessed Virgin. And then we have First Saturday, which comes to us through the private devotion of Our Lady's message to Sister Lucia after the apparitions at Fatima. And yet there is a pattern, of course, that runs throughout all these particular ways of celebrating liturgically Marian devotion, our love for our Blessed Mother, and that is that we dedicate time to God, and in a particular way we do it through Our Lady, realizing that our time is limited, that each month we begin a new cycle, each day we begin a new cycle, each week we begin a new cycle, and eventually our hours and minutes will run out and we will face God and be judged. And meanwhile we have Our Lady present with us, but it's not something we should take for granted, but should recognize that it is indeed an opportunity. And so we rehearse over and over our spiritual journey, realizing that the hour is coming when the Lord will come for us. And we wish to have taken Jesus seriously and have put all of his words into practice. So First Saturday is an opportunity for us to welcome Our Lady into our home and to allow her to take possession of everything. And if last month, which is very likely, we hadn't yet fully surrendered, then we have another opportunity this month. We have another opportunity this week, another opportunity today, another opportunity at this moment. But the moments are passing, time is running out, and we come before the altar today, as every other day, to remember that the center of time is Jesus Christ and his sacrificial love for us and the love of his mother for him. And everything takes meaning if we make the opportunity of this moment, this liturgical moment, if we make it the most truly the most important part of all of our time. So we beg that our hearts may be pure as we celebrate this holy sacrifice, that Our Lady may be present, and that we may stand with her at the foot of the cross and do what is most important in our life and in the time that we have. Lift up our hearts in union with her in sacrificial praise of God, and a real and true act of participation in the love of Christ for souls.